Hello, this is Meyer from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates? Number two, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates? Or number three, vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Most of them, mostly Democrat.
Sorry, can you please repeat that?
Mostly Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, choose one. Number one, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas.
It is time for change in direction.
Okay. And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Number one, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Number two, abortion rights. Number three, illegal immigration and the border. Number four, violent crime. Number five, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Number six, cost of insurance for home and vehicles. Number seven, gun violence. Or number eight, property taxes.
Number one.
Funding for public schools and teacher pay, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and which is the next most important problem or issue from the ones I mentioned previously?
Correct. I can't remember them.
Well, let me read them real quick. There will be abortion rights, number two, illegal immigration and the border, number three, violent crime, number four, the economy, inflation and jobs, number five,
the one you just named, inflation and jobs.
Inflation and jobs, okay. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Number one for Colleen Allred.
I'm very comfortable with him.
Very favorable, is that right?
Say again.
That will be very favorable, is that correct?
Yes, very comfortable, you say.
Yeah, so the options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Very preferable.
Okay. Number two, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, that's preferable. Are you saying preferable?
Yes, yeah, so the options are number one, very favorable, number two, somewhat favorable, number three, somewhat unfavorable, or number four, very unfavorable?
Number one.
Okay. Number three, Kamala Harris.
Number one.
Okay, very favorable. Number four, Donald Trump.
The last one.
Very unfavorable, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is Avery Bishop.
Well, who?
Avery Bishop.
I'm not familiar with.
Okay. The next one, Angie Chen Barron.
The last one.
Very unfavorable.
Yes.
And Ted Cruz.
The last one, unpreferable.
Okay. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Harris.
Harris, okay. We're almost done, okay. Thank you for your time. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, Democrat, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Allred.
Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, Which candidate, Angie Chen Bottom, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Bishop.
Okay. Next, here's some following up information about both of these paid House District candidates. Okay, so I'm going to read some statements. Angie Chen Bottom is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first candidate and SMU law school graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit-created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom and father, who is a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Angie Chen Bottom, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Okay. American culture, please mark one, which your side agree with most. Number one, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Number two, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids
to hate them.
Values and freedoms, mark which side you agree with most. Number one, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or number two, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their family. Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes.
Okay. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Oppose.
Okay. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Number one, low teacher pay. Number two, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Number three, lack of funding for a state leading to schools closing. Or number four, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids?
I was a teacher. I don't think none of those are the problem, but I would say number one. I don't I mean, this, based on the choice you give me, I'm going to say number one. But none of those are the problem. Yeah, none of those are the problems.
We are like 80% through. Okay, we're almost done. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
No.
Disagree. Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Number one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Number two, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Number three, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Number four, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. And number five, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion.
Number one.
Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Number one, Angie Shenbaron says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water, breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. The option number one is very strong again, number two, somewhat strong against, or number three, weak reason.
I would say number three.
Weak reason. Okay.
I don't know that I understand the question.
Okay. The next one would be Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda.
Weak.
Okay. Next one, Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. Okay. Next one, Representative Bottom voted against giving school teachers a raise.
I think that's a strong reason.
Okay. Next one, Angie Shenbaron supports governor about a closure plan that siphoned money away from her public schools and give it instead
to... That's a strong reason for not voting for her.
A strong reason?
But not voting for her.
Okay. The next one will be Avery Bishop and her Democratic pals will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities.
I think that's a weak policy. That's a weak commercial.
Okay. The next one, Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for school kids that only further worsens.
I don't believe that. That's weak.
Okay. The next one, Angie Shenbaron supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but... Okay. And the next one, despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Shenbaron has failed to fund her public school, which led to four local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools.
Strong.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Number one, in the legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage.
Positive.
That would be somewhat positive or very positive?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one will be, in the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanded health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money just for, as 41 other states do.
Very positive.
Okay. The next one, Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together?
I would say somewhat positive.
Okay. The next one, as the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
Positive. Very positive.
Okay. The next one, Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who serve their time succeed with release, she wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and healthcare.
Very positive.
Okay. The next one, a product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She would like to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep her local neighborhood schools open.
Positive.
Very. The next one, Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government. Okay. And the last one, Avery Bishop would push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence.
Very positive.
Thank you. We are 90% done. Okay, thank you for your time. So having heard this information, if you had to vote today, will you choose Angie Shenbottom, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Bishop.
Okay. What is your gender, male, female, or other?
I'm male.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian?
I'm black.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Number one, TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
Number two, TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Number three, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Number four, YouTube TV?
No.
Number five, Facebook Meta?
No.
And the last one, TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.